With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Farmer sentiment improved in April as producers expressed more optimism about current and future conditions on their farms. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose 8 points to a reading of 148, up from the 140 in the month of March. The index of current conditions climbed 9 points to 141, while the index of future expectations increased 8 points to 152. The improvement in sentiment came amidst ongoing tensions with many of U.S. agriculture largest trading partners, including Mexico, Canada, and China. Notably, a majority of producers said they believe the increased use of tariffs will ultimately benefit the U.S. ag economy, a view reflected in the stronger future expectations reading. Producers seem to be gaining confidence in the ag economy's longer-term outlook in spite of concerns they have about the impact of tariffs. This month's results suggest some producers are starting to look beyond near-term uncertainty and focus more on positioning their farms for the future. A Southwest Missouri lawmaker is joining the Trump administration. President Trump has chosen Neosho State Representative Ben Baker as the state director for the USDA's Rural Development Office. During a farewell to House members, Baker said he's humbled to accept the job.
How in the world has this happened to me, where the president has the confidence in me to do this job in our state? That to me has been the honor of my life. I'm humbled to accept an appointment from President Donald Trump. I still want to help you in your districts. That's something that I look forward to in serving in this capacity for the people in the state of Missouri.
The USDA's Rural Development Office provides loans, grants, and other economic development tools to rural communities across the state. Lawmakers have a full agenda for the coming weeks, but House Ag Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig is calling for the farm bill to be done. It did not happen last session, and she says it will take a lot of bipartisan work to make it happen. We need a farm bill. We need a 5-year full farm bill, Craig said. Unfortunately, right now, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are intending to do what I'm calling a piecemeal deal as part of the budget bill that's coming up here in Washington over the course of the next couple of weeks. Committee Chair G.T. Thompson recently said he wants to update safety nets and crop insurance through that bill. SNAP is another area likely to see significant debate. Thompson has stated that no cuts will be made to those who rely on those benefits. A new study commissioned by Clean Fuels Alliance America shows the U.S. biomass-based diesel industry generated $42.4 billion in economic activity in 2024, supported more than 107,000 jobs, and paid $6 billion in annual wages. According to the report, nearly half of the total economic impact, $19.9 billion and over 41,000 jobs, came from fuel production, while oilseed production supported over 30,000 jobs and generated $15.3 billion in economic activity, delivering major benefits to soybean-growing states. Significant employment was also reported in oilseed processing and rendering, with more than 21,000 jobs. The numbers don't lie. 2024 was a record-setting year for clean fuels, and the benefits reached deep into rural America, said Danelle Regan, CEO of Clean Fuels. This study proves that biodiesel and renewable diesel not only lower carbon emissions, but deliver real income and jobs, especially for soybean producers and the broader agricultural economy. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.